This is a Pinball News production.
Hi, everybody. Glad that you could make it here and not all on the shuttle to wherever. But we want to go through, as we do every year, and just give a little bit of a heads up on what might be coming and some things that we're doing, and just trying to move things forward. So, you know, I'm Rick. I've been doing parts for a long time. I have many personalities in many different ways. And then Matt.
I'm Matt. I'm Rick's silent partner. Enough said.
Who's not silent? So be silent. No. So anyway, so I just wanted to go through a few things today and quash any rumors that might be out there, if there are. And then go from there. So I'm going to sit down because I shattered my foot about 3 months ago, so I'm trying to let all the titanium heal, so I'm not going to be roaming around so much. Anyway, I'm going to, this is obviously, didn't have a lot of time to prepare because I've been doing a few other things, but I brought some things for show and tell and things like that. So we can pass this around. For those who haven't seen a non-green creature hologram, this may be, you know, like a white zebra with no stripes or something. But anyways, we've got what has been worked on for probably a year or so is the infamous creature hologram that is green and is actually a hologram. So that was done in Germany by a guy that works, Heinrich, that works with us, and pass it around and take a look at it. And the way he did that was a little bit difficult because he had to actually have a modeling studio capture from an existing 3D hologram, sculpt that, and then shoot a hologram off of that, which then the master hologram then makes the little plates that become what is known as the holograms. So anyways, these are now available just now, and he had to go spend a lot of time to go make that little plate that's the carrier behind that. But just for people that have never seen it, I've never seen a decent hologram. So it's, you know, before that one gets completely wrinkled and crinkled and all sorts of handprints on it, you can probably get a view of it yourself. So anyway, we're going to have that in the market within 4 or 5 weeks. They're going to go run a bunch more, and they've just done a little bit of a pre-order and sent that out. But so anyway, just if anybody's interested, that's the pricing. Holograms are expensive because they cost many thousands of dollars to make the master plate, and obviously having to re-sculpt the sculptor because we couldn't get the original sculpture for a lot of reasons. A lot of times these guys that have one or two of them, they won't let them out of their sight because if they ever get destroyed, then, you know, there's nothing that they can do about it. So that's kind of something that's been in process for a long time. Another thing I brought is I just put in here is Flipper Bats version 2. So, trying to figure out what to do with goofy things like Flipper Bats is what we've been spending a little bit of time on. And so what we've done is stuck a bunch of LEDs in Flipper Bats. And it's kind of a mystery as to how the electricity gets into these things, so I'm going to keep it a mystery. But what I'm showing you is what will be available before Christmas, which is any number of solutions underneath the Flipper Bat that can set off, you know, in this case, there's 6 LEDs because there's 6 segments in the Flipper Bat, and you can program them to key off of any events that the game is running, you know, so you can imagine that you could have Flipper Bats that are just kind of lit up, Flipper Bats that are colored, that just light up one color for the duration of the whole game, that are just constantly lit off the GI, or there are Flipper Bats that can be functionally interesting, you know, tied to functions of the game and give some cues as to what's going on or things like that. So You know, one of the hard parts is just getting this to happen, and then once this happens and can be produced, which it's about ready to go, then we're working with a few people to put different solutions underneath that in terms of circuitry and interfacing to games. You know, either very dumb type things where you can just tie into the general illumination, just grab power and keep them on, to microcontrollers that feed off the events from the game. So anyway, that is just something that I think will be interesting because, you know, obviously if you don't do it right, you're going to blind the poor user. But, you know, even things that we're doing is putting UV LEDs in here to light up UV flipper rings. So, for example, if you've got some fluorescent ones that'll light up under UV light, well, what do? You put UV LEDs in here, and all of a sudden you light up the flipper ring that's around there. So anyway, just I thought it's interesting. It's one of those projects that you can see, you know, that might be kind of a good addition to a game, and it doesn't really interfere with anything. So that's going to be coming soon as an example. The third thing that is not, which has been around for a while, is trying to figure out how and what we can do around code modifications. So just for everybody that doesn't know, we have a Williams license, we have a Williams IP license, and so that gives us certain rights and capabilities, and we have a lot of interfacing with Williams and Williams Legal. And what we've been approached on is how can we help do some things with code that would help, in this case, tournaments. So Josh Sharp comes to us and says, is there any way we can get some code modifications to fix some games to make them more interesting in tournaments? You know, and that's a reasonable request and things like that. So we've approached Williams, and Williams is pretty much on the side of letting us go do that. So that will be something we're going to go, you know, we've got all the source code for all the games, and so we're going to go figure out how to rewrite or compile and modify some of this code and get some enhancements out, you know, what I would call as basic enhancements or basic fixes, not big rewrites of 6809 code, but starting there to help with some of the, you know, the list of, you know, first types of things like Scared Stiff, Getaway, Indy 500, and Whitewater have some issues, you know, in terms of just when you're playing in a tournament, it's just not fair, and so therefore those aren't always the games on rotation there. So that's one thing that we're going to do, and then you can, you know, imagine that we're trying to get the next step with Williams, which is to let us go enhance code even further. So that could include finishing games that never got finished and trying to maybe hunt down some of the original programmers and get some bigger things to happen in different ways. So that one's not a done deal yet, and so we've got to go figure that out. But there's some thoughts about what can we do to, you know, kind of evolve some of the gameplay, you know. And I know that the original programmers, you know, sometimes roll in their graves when you say that, you know, and then we would try to approach, you know, some of those, if possible, to get them, you know, the original programmers to perhaps finish or extend or things like that. So I don't know if that's possible or really can happen, but if we can get permission, which, you know, we don't generally have, nobody's ever had that, then we're going to go try to push some of these through beyond the core fixes, okay? The next thing is kind of a big thing to me because I've been trying to get it to happen for 2 years, is you ever notice that at least legitimately you cannot get Williams or Bally or Backlash T-shirts or things like that? You know, I know you can get them when you need to get them. But so we just did a deal with Williams where Planetary Pinball has a merchandising deal with Williams for just trying to get anything we can get out that's pinball-related into the market. So that could be anything from T-shirts to translights, 3D translights to iPad. You know, I don't care, but just trying to get things that have Williams Bally artwork, logos, trademarks, and things like that on them. Now there's a legal path to go do that where it typically was not, you know, Williams was pretty enforcing about that at trade shows and things like that. So what we're going to do is start working with a number of suppliers that are making, you know, various different things, may or may not be pinball type suppliers, to try to see what we can do in terms of getting some of that stuff back in the market. I remember years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, that, you know, Williams was going around and enforcing, you know, on eBay and various places like that. So the good news, I think, is that we can at least get some of that merchandise that, you know, like at shows like this, that is usually not plentiful, to make it a little bit more plentiful and put some things in place there. Okay? So that's about it for the main update. And then I guess there's one more thing. So this is the topic of the rumor that's prevalent out there right now, which I think we have a prop.
We have a prop.
A prop. Okay, so for those of you who may have thought that this was like a harebrained idea to go remake an old Williams Bally game, we're doing it. So, okay. So the rumor's true, so I'm going to stop reading Pinside, okay? No offense, Robin. I love Pinside, and you know I love you, but I got to get to work on some of this stuff. And this is what we're going to do. So everything I say is always subject to change, but we're going to do a Medieval Madness, calling a limited edition remake. So these are Williams games that are, per our license, the requirement to do a game like this is that it has to look and it has to play like the original, okay? So we were debating whether we were going to bring a game here, and there's some things that we want to finish that we didn't want to have everybody be subject to that are minor, but we said, well, gee, the game's going to look, you know, a finished game is going to look like a Medieval Madness game, so it's not going to be all that awe-inspiring. We have some pictures of what's going on, so we'll have some evidence, and I have it on my phone for people that want to come by and see that I actually took it and timestamp it and stuff like that. But the game is really approved through Williams. It's Roger Sharp is our interface, as has been our interface for just about everything that we do. And part of this is that Roger approves whether or not this is a game that looks and plays like original. So I think everybody knows, you know, Roger's credibility and integrity in this whole process. The only difference is that we do not use the W logo. That's been part of the license since the dawn of time. So the only thing that will be different is that wherever there was a Williams or a W logo, there won't be. Okay. But other than that, this game is, you know, to look and to play like the original, if not better. Okay, we're going to make 1,000 unit limit. Availability Q2 2014, and I'd like to think that's a conservative date, meaning it might be sooner. Okay, this is not something that we just thought up of, so this is something that's been going on for over a year. So it's just we've been pretty decent about not having people figure it out for a while. The price is $79.95, manufactured suggested retail price. Be sold through game distributors, pinball distributors, gaming distributors, and we're making it available to pre-order now. Okay, we kind of hemmed and hawed about should we wait, and the rumor mill started getting up really high, and I started getting all these emails and pleas and begs and stuff like that. So we probably just said, let's just make it available to people so they can at least kind of get on get on the queue and get it ready to go. Okay, so that's kind of what we're doing. Who's involved in making the game? So Matt and I, Planetary Pinball, licensee, Williams, Roger Sharp, and the attorneys. Game is manufactured by Chicago Gaming Company, and the cabinet and the playfield are produced by Churchill Cabinet Company. And the interesting thing is that the same building and the same equipment that made the original Medieval Madnesses is going to be making these. So kind of interesting history. And so, you know, with that, you know, Doug, I want to probably introduce you right now because I think this is probably the right time. Maybe you could say a couple words. So Doug Duba is the president of Chicago Gaming Company, who's been working with us. And maybe just give a little intro.
Sure. I'm involved with both Chicago Gaming Company and Churchill Cabinet Company. Churchill Cabinet is a family business. It was founded in 1904. I was involved even as a child in that. We've been manufacturing pinball cabinetry since the late 70s. We continue to do so today. Chicago Gaming Company has been marketing and developing its own product, as well as doing contract manufacturing for other manufacturers. We've built something like 50,000 electronic games in the last 10 years, our own games, including Arcade Legends. We did a video game called Nicktoons Racing, a game called Nicktoons Nitro. We've done some work for a company called Raw Thrills, and building Big Buck Hunters for them. So in total, we built about 50,000 games. We're building this on a contract basis for Planetary Pinball. We've been involved and built the first prototype for them, and I'm very excited to be part of the project.
Okay, thanks, Doug. So anyway, that's kind of who's involved. So I think, you know, we've got a good team, and like I said, this has been going on for a while. What do you do to get one? So what we're doing is a $1,000 deposit for a game, okay? So it's a $1,000 deposit for a game, and the other part two is that you pay the balance when a week before the game ships, okay? So this really is not a deposit of trying to take the customer's money. It's really trying to understand whether we have a real order that we can predict how many games to go build. It's refundable up until Williams' approval, which is expected in the next couple of months. The approval basically says that we're completely done and that Roger Sharp comes in and gives the holy water blessing, and then we're good to go. The pre-order for games will be accepted by the current list of distributors, which is going to grow. This is just the beginning list of distributors. So Planetary Pinball, pinballsales.com, Ministry of Pinball, Bert's here, well, Jack's here as well, Mr. Pinball Australia, Pinball Heaven in the UK, and Automated Services in the US, and several more to be named, okay? So that's kind of how you get one. What else just around the logistics? And we'll talk a little bit about the mechanics and, you know, what's different and things like that. The rest of the payments to be received, like I said, one week prior to shipment, warranty, 180-day electronics, 90-day parts, sold by authorized distributors. Distributors are required to submit deposit on all pre-orders. So what that's saying is that we want you to know where the money is, okay? This $1,000 is really what we're talking about. We want you to know exactly where it is because we don't want a repeat of anything ever. So, you know, if your deposit is with us, you'll know it's with us. If it's with a distributor, you'll know it's with a distributor, and you'll know where it goes. And then specific game requests will be honored if available for additional fee, which is pretty standard in the industry right now. So the other topic everybody's going to want to know is what the heck about these existing Medieval Madness Australia games, okay? So here's the answer. The answer is Mr. Pinball Australia, the existing customers have options, okay? And please contact them because it's their product and they are working with us to give them additional options than what they already have. And those options are waiting for the existing version of the game, getting a full refund for the game, or converting the game from the Mr. Pinball Medieval Madness to the PPS remake with Mr. Pinball Australia as an ongoing distributor. And then we've also tried to help those who have been waiting for so long to reserve some early production units for them, okay? And, you know, that decide to convert. And then please contact, you know, Mr. Pinball Australia to discuss the options, okay? So that addresses all that I'm going to say on that topic. And I think any, you know, if anybody's in the room that's a customer, then you know what to do. Okay? So with that, let me try to grab a couple of pictures. Maybe, Doug, you can go through what the options are or what's in the game.
I think in most facets, the game is identical to the original. There were a few things that we had to deviate on, primarily the electronics. We've ported the original software to a new hardware platform. The original components are no longer available today for the original hardware, so we have a new, more reliable hardware platform that we've developed.
So we're trying to figure out what else to put in there, but that's what is there. So we're thinking of maybe putting a magazine rack or maybe a shoe rack or something in there, but that's currently, and that's really what you're going to see in the back box. So it just kind of tells you that technology's evolved a little bit, okay? And, you know, for full disclosure, there's part of the power driver stuff that's down underneath. So it's not like that board does all the solenoid driving. But I'll tell you, a lot of real estate got sucked into some new technology boards.
Some of the additional features we're adding. The unit will ship with gold tone trim. There's an option to purchase the original trim. No upcharge. They're the same price. All units will ship with an additional hard coat, which just should give the play field a longer life and kind of a deep, glossy finish. All units ship exclusively with LEDs. There are no incandescent bulbs. We found a very nice LED that looks like an incandescent. It's a very warm white LED, rated at 20,000 hours. It does ship with a shaker motor, and each unit will ship with a serialized plaque. So what this is a picture of is there on the bottom of the plate field now, there is a large light board that handles both lights, but additionally there are three driver modules that are plugged into it that power all the solenoids. And see if Rick can find a cleaner picture of that. So the goal is to make the unit more serviceable.
Full coin door?
It does have a full coin door.
It
can be operated.
We have a lot more pictures on our phones, but because we were there last night, but that's close, close to the blur.
It's hard to tell, but there is there's a large PCB in the center that functions both as a light board, and it's off the location of the three driver boards. The driver boards are interchangeable, and instead of replacing a FET, you can buy an inexpensive driver board. You can have a spare.
What top?
Sure.
What about, can you talk about the software? Did you have any of the original software team?
We did have access to the original source code. We did not use anyone from the original software team. One of the programmers was Sam Zare. who spent most of his beginning career at Capcom, working on the Capcom OS and a number of games there. So.
Running the original software.
So since it switched over to LEDs, that means you have the popping light?
We've resolved that. We've resolved that in the hardware. The flickering you're referring to? Yeah, that's rock solid.
Well, what you get, just plug it in.
Sure.
Is the prototype here?
We did not bring it to the show. It's in Cicero, Illinois. And I think what we've said is as soon as Roger Sharp signs off on the game, we're going to allow people to come in and take a look at it and play it.
Do you know if this will work with the color DMD?
It currently won't work with it color DMD. However, the long-term plan is to provide a color DMD solution that will be available through Planetary Pinball. Yes, sir.
Not too far ahead of ourselves, but does this open the door for other remakes like Attack from Mars or Pakistan?
That's really
the door. The only door that we see right now is trying to get this thing done and sold and in the hands of people that have been trying to get a Medieval Madness for a century without having to ransom their house. So that's the answer. Is, you know, obviously, you know, if the demand is there and the interest is there, then we'll go try to explore if we can move past this and do something else. So let me also expand upon what we're trying to do. So obviously, you know, we've got a bunch of folks, you know, distributors that can take orders. What we're doing today is we have pre-order forms. Oh, sorry, we have pre-order forms that that if anybody wants to get a deposit in on a game, you can do that right now, and you can circle. Okay, so you can basically fill this out today or through the weekend from any of the distributors that have the forms, and we'll get them out to them, and then you can order today, and you can circle which distributor you want it from. So if you're from the UK and you happen to be here, you can actually pre-reserve one here on behalf of Pinball Heaven, and that'll work. So we've got some flyers here as well as some pre-reserve or pre-order forms for anybody. Okay? Yeah.
When you put the board underneath the play field, are you putting an insulating tent or umbrella to make sure that no raining nuts and bolts are
Yeah, the way it's set up, there's actually insulation foam between the board and the PCB and the plate field to keep items from falling in.
Okay. Right there.
Does the cabinet have screen guard or a decal?
They're vinyl decals,
and they are new artwork. High-quality vinyl decals. So we make vinyl decals, but what we've done is gone beyond what we already make and taken it up a step further, and we'll talk about that more when you see some examples. So, back there?
You said that it's limited to 1,000 units. Does that mean no matter how popular it is and how quickly it sells out, we'll only ever make 1,000?
Yeah, the LE Medieval Madness, there will be 1,000. We could potentially make anything, but what we're not going to do is we're not going to make 1,001 Medieval Madness LEs, okay? And let me go farther to say that we're not going to make any AU LEs, so for those that have been following things. So we're going to just, an LE is going to be an LE, and there's going to be 1,000 of them, and we're not going to play games with the LEs, okay? Right there.
Is the playfield the same as a Mirko Micro playfield?
It's very similar. In fact, Mirko has provided us the artwork that we use to create the screens, and so it's I would say nearly identical to his. And it's beautiful.
But not made by him.
Not made by him. We're making it in Chicago. One other point on the cabinet art. Rick really wanted to bring up the quality from what's currently out there. Everything that's out there looks fairly good, but he wanted to get it to the point where it was nearly identical. So we found an original machine with a near mint cabinet. We had to cut it into four pieces and had a 1200 DPI scan made of that. And so we have some really beautiful images to work with. We've output that. Now we're doing some color adjusting, and I think we're going to get something that's nearly identical to the original.
Yeah. I work for Planetary Pinball. How will they handle support?
It depends on where you're located. So if you're located remote, then support would be handled. If it's under warranty, then as a support distributor, we're responsible to go find somebody in your area that will go service, you know. And I kind of learned that this is the right way to do it through Jack, because that's, he used to years ago call me urgently and say, do you have a guy that can help do this, because I've got a customer that needs support. And, you know, so locally we've got obviously a few guys that that we work with, and then remotely, then we have to do the same thing. I mean, that's the responsibility of a distributor in the model, you know. Anybody else? Yeah.
So looking at that picture, you guys are using that custom board. Custom board set is like the original. So can you talk about that? Is it custom?
Yeah, it's currently custom for this game. There'll be some common components that are used on other games. It's all brand new design just for this.
And it's been, how long has been designed, or the, how long has the design been, when was it started?
I would say board layout 6 months ago.
Okay. So we're going through any final adjustments and turns and stuff like that. Yeah.
What type of parts, if any, can be used with the original game?
Yeah, I mean, the top of the playfield is identical. The bottom of the playfield, other than the light sockets and wiring harness and transformer.
Transformer's different.
Some of the, I don't know if there's any other cabinetry stuff that's different.
It's all the same.
Is that a good enough answer? Yeah, I mean, the top and the bottom of the playfield, other than the wiring harness and the light sockets, you know, and there may be a couple oddball things, are the same. And that's about it. Right there?
First of all, outstanding, great. But just to change this up quickly, I'm the creature holiday. There are not even issues.
What's what?
Warranty.
2 years. 2 years. So we spent a lot of time on the creature hologram trying not to repeat previous learnings, which is that it turns blue in strange and mysterious ways, or it turns red in crazy ways. So it's 2 years. New film. It's a new kind of, it's the modern film instead of the old silver halide type stuff that that did have problems if you didn't expose it right and things like that. So we're pretty confident that it's not going to have a problem, and we think if within 2 years, you know, there were to be a problem, that's, you know, we'd take care of it, not a problem. But we don't see that there is a problem. We just kind of offered that to make people a little bit more comfortable, because, you know, it's horrible to go stick one of these $350 things under your bed and pull it out a year later and all of a sudden it's destroyed. So, you know, so we'll try to fix that. Yeah.
The new board that you showed there, is that specifically designed for this game, or were you planning to have that board also be used in similar era machines?
Let me say that the architecture of a board like this would be to run, you know, existing game code, because that's what we do, is we're not creating new game code. You know, obviously, if you plug different game code in there, it's probably going to want to try to run it, but, you know, it's not set up to run that particular game. So So on the one hand, it's probably highly leverageable, but I'm sure it requires a bunch of work to make it work. Anybody else? Yeah.
What's the expected lifespan of the creature hologram?
Forever minus a day. I don't know. You know, I think a long time. I think the only thing from just some experiences I've had is just if the game's sitting and cooking, it seems to, I don't know what it would do to stuff over time. But, again, I think 2 years is what just trying to make sure people are comfortable so that they don't feel like they're going to go through the same experience all over again. So, and Heinrich's been around for a while, and we've been around for a while, so 2 years is a pretty good bet that one of us will be around to beat up if they go and have a problem. Yeah?
To expect the time frame on video to get 1,000 units done, or whatever the first one to go out, what do you think?
We think by the end of 2014 we'll be done with 1,000th unit. That's the goal. Yep.
What's your opinion on the damage it's going to do to the existing owners?
Okay, so I have history in muscle cars. So I go run around and I see Dodge Challengers all day long, and I used to grow up running a business for Dodge Challengers and Plymouth Barracudas, and I know what happened there is these cars went up through the roof, stayed up through the roof, went up and down based on lots of different things, but they're still pretty expensive because I sold all mine, and now I'm trying to get one back. And the new cars come out, which are, retro or whatever you want to call it. They have new engines, they have new stereos, they look fairly identical, steal some of the same, kind of things. But all I'm saying is that the analogy is that I don't think that it dramatically, if somebody wants the identical original Medieval Madness, I think they feel like that's what they want. I think if somebody wants to play a Medieval Madness game, and, then this is probably what, will be more affordable and probably have some enhancements, that they might enjoy, the LED, the native LEDs and some better sound system than original and things like that. While it looks exteriorly the same, minus the logos, I just don't, I don't see that that's the, I don't see that that's a big discussion. I just don't.
The second part of that is what everybody's been asking is, there's a potential follow-up here, because in essence, by releasing this, what you're potentially doing is making people hesitate on any high-end game like Cactus King or other games like that.
Yeah. Well, we're not making anybody do anything. I mean, we're putting a game out. So I kind of don't worry about the market. I kind of worry about the guy that sent me a message that says his family's been wanting a Medieval Madness for years, couldn't afford it, kept going higher, and now he's happy that at least he can get in line to get something that he can afford. I mean, it's all about playing. Yeah. So, I just don't think it's going to really impact the collector market for high-end games. I think it'll create an opportunity for people to just enjoy these games, and I still don't think it's going to tank and collapse. You know what I think is dropping price a little bit? Everybody's dumping their games. So that's supply and demand. Well, guess what? Supply and demand is going to lower the price. But that doesn't mean that, once that supply gets consumed, then we're back kind of where we were. So I don't think it's gonna be a big deal. Yeah. Maybe it's a bubble, Maybe they were just going like this because there was no end in sight because people just wanted the game so bad. And I think that's a merit of the game. Maybe the reason these things go skyrocket so high is because they're so attractive that people want them that the demand, the supply is just so limited that they can't get them. So we're just trying to, we're just trying to do that.
Thanks for filling the demand. We needed more game.
No problem. More the merrier. Yeah.
Are they 555 lamp sockets, or are they on the board?
Are they 555 lamp sockets? They're neither. They're native LEDs that are sitting on, in the most cases, in a in a board, on a board, with the exception of the GIs. Oh, which are 47 bayonets. Yeah. Because that's the way. Oh, why no logo on the. I think it's the original license is probably 10 years old, which was that Williams is still an active company, and for a company to put out a product with their logo on it, then kind of translates that product into their, you know, kind of domain. And I just, for whatever reason, when the contract was originally written, which we were not the original licensees, that was the stipulation, is that, you know, it was the contract that we're under that allows us to do this was generally made to make new games. And so that was probably the thinking, that if you're going to make new games, we don't want the Williams logo on it because people will confuse it with the current active company, and they'll make phone calls and, you know, do all sorts of crazy things with Williams, whereas Bally was okay. So I don't know. I can't read too much more as exactly why, because I've never really asked the question. I probably have to go find the original, you know, authors to go figure out why they did it that way. Yeah.
Since that hologram is now used, can I buy it at a discount?
I think we're going to have a charity auction or something. Let me think about it. Anybody else? Yeah.
There's also a number of things coming up on the pinball machine, like, for example, the X-Men people.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's going to be a plaque or a plate, you know, so Adam's Family Gold, Cactus Canyon. I don't think we've completely settled on all the details of the plate, but it'll be a beautiful plate. So, yeah. Anybody else? All right, so that's the rumor. We're doing it. You know, if anybody bet their collection that we weren't doing it, you better rescind your bet. And, you know, and then we'll do our best to make it a great game and make everybody enjoy it and do what we're supposed to do, which is put more stuff, you know, for people to play. Okay? Thank you, everybody.